Biden appointed judge, Trump administration must restore leftist ideology to national parks. By Amy Furr on June 14, 2026. An activist federal judge on Friday ordered President Donald Trump's administration to restore exhibits at national parks featuring leftist ideology. U.S. District Judge Angel Kelly in Massachusetts issued a preliminary injunction to reverse the changes and halt removals. The news coming after President Trump has worked to restore and preserve American heritage across the nation, Fox News reported Sunday. The article said Kelly's order aimed to restore exhibits and materials that included information about slavery and climate change that were taken down following an executive order from President Trump in March of 2025. The order, titled Restoring Truth and Sanity to American History, came after an effort to rewrite our nation's history, replacing objective facts with a distorted narrative driven by ideology rather than truth, it read. This revisionist movement seeks to undermine the remarkable achievements of the United States by casting its founding principles and historical milestones in a negative light. Under this historical revision, our nation's unparalleled legacy of advancing liberty, individual rights, and human happiness is reconstructed as inherently racist, sexist, oppressive, or otherwise irredeemably flawed. Rather than fostering unity and a deeper understanding of our shared past, the widespread effort to rewrite history deepens societal divides and fosters a sense of national shame, disregarding the progress America has made and the ideals that continue to inspire millions around the globe. The executive order pointed to the fact the former President Joe Biden's D. administration advanced this corrosive ideology. At Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where our nation declared that all men are created equal, the prior administration sponsored training by an organization that advocates dismantling Western foundations and interrogating institutional racism and pressured National Historical Park rangers that their racial identity should dictate how they convey history to visiting Americans because America is purportedly racist, the executive order stated. Kelly, who was nominated by Biden, has a history of judicial activism, according to a Breitbart News report from February 2025. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said in 2021 that Kelly has made it a personal mission to bring about change through her role on the bench. This is entirely accurate. For starters, her career has been defined by diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, practices. Biden boasted that DEI was a factor in her appointment, highlighting her African-American and Asian-American ancestry as part of his administration's push to expand diversity on the federal bench. She openly uses DEI criteria in hiring. Diversity is very important to me, she said during a Berkeley Law Judges in Residence program. I want people who bring different life experiences, and diversity can mean any number of things: race, gender, geography, socioeconomic, work experience, all of it. U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum's office told Fox it was reviewing its options regarding the issue, and he said it was improper partisan ideology. Following Trump's 2025 executive order, among the materials Burgum's Interior removed were an exhibit at Philadelphia's Independence National Historical Park describing the ownership of enslaved people by George Washington, the nation's first president, and signage detailing climate threats at Fort Sumter in South Carolina. The outlet said, adding that other changes denounced by leftist ideologues included the removal of a sign at Sunset Crater Volcano National Monument in Arizona that included an image of a visitor holding a pride flag, as well as the removal of films about labor history at Lowell National Historical Park in Massachusetts. In an effort to stop leftist ideology from affecting the nation's history, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth in August ordered the return of a Confederate memorial to Arlington National Cemetery. Per Breitbart News. I'm proud to announce that Moses Ezekiel's beautiful and historic sculpture, often referred to as the Reconciliation Monument, will be rightfully be returned to Arlington National Cemetery near his burial site. It never should have been taken down by woke lemmings. Unlike the left, we don't believe in erasing American history. We honor it, he wrote in a social media post.